Yesh doyrishnei shoy lignai. There's others that are doyrishit lignai. If he doyroi hoya tzadik, well, if his generation he was a tzadik. If he would have been in the generation of Avram, would not have been nechsha for anything. So you do the kasha, if it's shayach to darshan at l'shvach, why shouldn't he darshan at l'gnai? For what purpose? Either rabbi, you know, supposed to look at the good of people. So why should we darshan at l'gnai? So I once said a pshat, and now I found Cain's and the al-shech ha-kodesh. Because the emes is that from the Torah itself, it's muchach, that the Torah points out weaknesses of Nayach. First of all, Eser Elokim is Halach Nayach. So Rashi says, Nayach hayu tzorech sad. He needed Hashem walking by his side. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Asher hisalachti lefanav. So Mashmah, that the Torah is being merambas over here. It says that Noach entered the Teva mipnei mehamav. Look, Rashi, af Noach mikat me'amona hoya. He was Maimon, but he wasn't Maimon completely. So again, the Torah points out a chesaron in Noach. And then later on at the end, when Noach got drunk, by Yisgal v'soich ha'holi, again, the Torah points out a chesaron in Noach. So you see that the Torah itself is finding fault with Noach, despite the fact that it says tzadik tamam hoya b'day reisav. So what's the pshat? Why does the Torah want to point out the chesvainess of Noach? The answer is because the tachlis of Sefer Bereishis, that's the central nekuda, we mentioned this in the past, the central nekuda of Sefer Bereishis is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sifted through the Doiris and came up with Klal Yisrael. It was a sifting process. That's why you find that from Sheis till Noach, there's a quick... This one gave birth to this one, this one gave birth to this one, this one gave birth to this. Finally, v'noyach matzachem v'ein Hashem. Then, noyach's generations. Again, fast forward until it comes to Avram Avinu. Then you have lach lucha v'yerich, Hayisara focuses on Avram. And then you have, you know, the toldos of Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael, the Torah goes on fast forward. The Torah focuses then on Yitzchak completely. And same thing with Yaakov and Esav. Because the Torah is a sifting process. This is a Rashi in Parshas Vayesha. That's really what it's all about. The Torah is telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came up with Klal Yisrael. So I would say there's a big kasha. If Noach is the one that saved the world, so why are we not miyuchas to Noach? We're not B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach are Goyim, right? We're B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov. Why is that? So that's why the Torah points out in a subtle way. Because in order to form Klal Yisrael, you have to be an Avraham Avinu, you have to be the Avos HaGdoshim. They were mamish merkava l'shchina. Noach was a tzaddik tamim, but there were chinks in the armor. Mimele, he was not yet roi that Klal Yisrael should come from him. B'nai Noach here, good to B'nai Noach here, but to be a B'nai Yisrael, that has to be B'nai Avraham Yisrael, B'yankiv, and not B'nai Noach. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh is Moisef and Akudah. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says that Noach was lacking in the basic thing that Avraham Avinu had, and that is a tremendous shuka to do chesed. And he teaches, Eser l'kimis halach Noach, he was together with Hashem, he was Arayin Gittan and Ruchni as Medal's names. But with Bnei Yodam, to be Mashpiyan Bnei Yodam that night. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to build the Teva, and he did it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, but he didn't daven to save the door. Right. As a matter of fact, it says in a pasuk that the Mabul, in a way, is Noach's fault because he could have davened and he didn't. Not like Avraham Avinu, that when he heard that his nemesis, Sidon, they were mamish the opposite extreme of Avraham Avinu, and he heard they're going to be destroyed, he goes out like to wage a melchama with Hashem. How you talking? You know, so Avraham Avinu is overwhelming chesed. Noach was lacking in that. He did chesed. Hashem put him into the situation. Over me'atzma, he didn't do it. So Shelef, he said, that's why the Torah is pointing out to us over here. Because the Torah is trying to point out, why are we not miyuchis after Noach? Why are we bedavka miyuchis to Avraham Avinu? And the earth became destroyed from in front of Hashem. So the Sefer Apirion, or Shlomo Gansfried, he's medayik, from this lashon it's mashma, that it was only in front of Elohim that they were in a matzav of hashchoset, But in the eyes of people, there wasn't a matzvah hashchasa. So he asks the question, how's that possible? They did the worst atrocities. The door was rampant with gzeila, and l'maisa they were over on znus and avodah zara. How's it shayach that it was only l'fnei elokim that they did averus and not b'nei yodim? So the opinion says something which is very frightening, which we see b'zman hazeh. They became so mushkis, their neshamas became so mushkis, they didn't feel like they're doing an averus. Kvein duch, a person does an averi, does one avera, etzim, his neshama is pure, so he feels terrible, mamash feels terrible. I always run an averi, even if it's an averi b'shoyge, even if he does it a second time. But by them, the neshamas was so mushkis, what are we doing wrong? You know, we're entitled, it's a free country, we're able to do whatever we want, you know, why not? You know, so that's why the Torah says it reached such a point that b'eini b'nei yodim, there was no wrongdoing. It was only l'fnei elokim. Only Hashem considered it like they were doing it wrong, but b'ayni b'nei yodim, humanity was so mushchis that they didn't even feel that they were doing anything wrong. And unfortunately, we see that today. I'm going to see a dar, which is a dar hamabel, as we'll see a little bit later on. Umikol ha'chai, mikol bosar, shnayim mikol tovi al ha'teva. Two from each min you should bring to the table. L'hach yisitav zocher in a keva yiyu. They'll come to you to keep alive. So in this pasuk, you see a contrast of lashonos. You should bring to the table. And then it says that they're going to come on their own to the table. Shnayim mikol yovoyu eilecha lahachis. They're going to come on their own. So this is not so schwer, because they're going to come to the table and you're going to usher them in. You'll show them exactly where they have to go. So that's not such a schwerigkeit. However, later on, in Kapitel Zayin, it says, mikol habehema atahira tikach l'cho shiva. That's already mashma that Noach has to go out and get them. So how does that correspond with what we just said? That the behemoths will come on their own, you'll just bring them in. And here it says, tikach l'cha, you have to go and take them. What's the pshat? It sounds like it's a stira in psukim. So the Ramban says, it depends what animals you're talking about. He says, if you're talking about the animals, the basic pairs that came in to keep alive, so they came on their own. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an instinct in them. All animals have an instinct of survival. All animals have an instinct of feeding themselves and finding what they need and taking care of their needs. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an instinct in them that they should come to the teva. They somehow or other understood that the teva is there for their survival. However, the animals that have to be brought as korbanos, it's not hogun, zok the Ramban. It's not proper to put an instinct in them to come to the table to be geshach. That already is not an instinct that's given to an animal. Even though the chayur one might argue that l'maisa they're going to be saved for an extra year. And even though one might argue you're going to be brought for karbonis, and b'schus to karbonis, Hashem promised he's not going to destroy the world. One might argue on that. Oh, but l'maisa, it's like I once heard Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you can't mun mesiris nefesh from people. You know, you can teach them it's the right thing or whatever, but to mun mesiris nefesh, that's already a difficult thing. So to put an instinct into the animal that they should march to the teva for what eventually is going to be their shechita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'derech ha-hogun, in a way of yashrus. And this is not a way of yashrus, to put an instinct into an animal to come to be geshachten. The Ramban says you find the same thing b'inyan soita. By a soita that the husband was choshen or znus, so it's kinui, there's stira, he warned her, and then there's edim, they were in a hidden place. So there's a minchas kanois, there's a carbon that the husband brings. Even though really it should be a carbon of the soita, because she's the one that the whole process is being done on. But the answer is, it's not a hogendicke thing that a woman should have to bring a carbon on her own today that it should lead to her punishment. Even though the chayur, she did something wrong, she might be innocent, but she's not totally innocent. She went in the hidden place with a man, whether she was mizana or not, that's the question. over Lamaisa, she didn't do a proper thing. Apal pikein, the Torah's derochel darchei noyam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant, and asher lefizeh, it's not a dover hogun that she should bring a carbon that eventually is going to lead to her. There's a similar thing that you find. We know the Gemara darshes that a woman is chayav in pruruvu. Pruruvu milu es haaretz v'chiv shuha, and conquer it. So the Gemara darshens a man who is the derech to conquer, he's chayav in pruruvu. But a woman that doesn't go out conquering is not chayav in pruruvu. So the Meshech Chachma says a very nice pshat. He says, what's talking about the pshat? A woman's not chayav in pruruvu. So he says, because it's a sakana to have a child. See, it's not, the Torah is not going to be mechayev someone to put themselves in the sakon. It's also the rachel darchei noyam kind of a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates the world and the Torah and the mitzvahs, which is the blueprint of the world, b'derech of haginus, a derech of being hogun. So to be mechayev a woman to have children, she's putting herself in the sakon of that not. She's zichra as a mitzvah of sheves, you know, populating the world. But to be mechayev a b'toras pruruvu, that's not. As I learned the Ramban over here. There's a machloikis in the Gemara, Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, if the Mabel was in Eretz Yisrael or not. The machloikis, two man the Amrim, one man the Amrim says the Mabel was not in Eretz Yisrael. It says a pasuk in Yecheskel, Eretz Shaloi Gushma B'yoyim Zo'am. It's a land that did not suffer of the rain in the day of anger. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So it did not rain in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks a question on that man to Omar. But Maisa says in the pasuk, Kol asher nishmas ruach chaim ba'apav, mikol asher becharav amesu. Everything on dry land died. Mashma, all dry land, even in Eretz Yisrael. But according to you, that the Mabel didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say all humanity on dry land, everything died? If Eretz Yisrael was saved from the Mabel, so what's kol asher becharav? So the Gemara answers, it was because of the humidity and the clouds that were brought about because of the Mabel. That means the Mabel caused a tremendous chemical reaction in the air. There was humidity and it caused clouds. And these clouds, you know, traveled and that brought about, you know, pollution even in Eretz Yisrael. So the people in Eretz Yisrael died not from the Etzem Mabel, but from the aftermath, from the results of the Mabel. He says, the Gemara says there was a re'em, a big, massive animal that didn't fit into the teva. It swam along on the side of the teva. It had to stick its head into the teva to be able to breathe the pure air of the teva. So it comes out that all of the air was poisoned, and the only thing that was totally pure was the teva. So the Stipler said, that it's like that Bisman is there as well. Bisman Hazeh, the world is polluted with tumah. There is a cloud of spiritual germs that are traveling along everywhere. And the only tevas nayach to save us are the Bata Knesias, the Bata Midrashes, the Chadorim. These are the places where the air is pure, where the poison outside doesn't affect. And this is where we have to stick ourselves into, like that Re'em that had to stick its head through the window in the teva to breathe in the pure air. This is the only mode of survival if we spend our time about the Knesias, about the Midrashas. I had a hergish last week. You know, I was driving in the morning, and there's traffic, there's school bus after school bus, you know, mamish. So the natural reaction is, oh, school buses, mamish. I don't have that reaction. I once had a regish. I might have mentioned it over here. When I see above of a school bus and a Satmar school bus and Rachma Skrif and Skver and Puppet Salem and Yeshiva Spring Valley, those things, this is the biggest nekama against the Deitchen Yamach Shemon Mezichron. Biggest nekama. I said it's yellow buses that took the place of yellow stars. That's our biggest nekama against them. So I got a lehepach. I enjoy watching those school buses. But then I had a different heritage the other day. The other day I had a heritage. Can you imagine a country that goes out to war, and the tanks and all the military equipment, they're lining up and they're going out. Is anyone going to say, oh, they're clogging up traffic? I don't know, but the pride of the country is they're going out to fight our war. You know, they're going out to defend us. They're going out to fight a milchama that's mamish going to bring us a Yeshua. That's what these school buses are doing. These school buses are taking the Kinderlach, they're taking them to fight a war. This is the only place that creates the Ruach HaTahara, the Ruach HaKedusha. These are our tanks, and that's the only place where we have that Melchama, for states about the Knesset, about the Midrashas. But these are the young soldiers that are going out, and they create that Kedusha that fights against the Ruach HaTumma that's unfortunately so rampant in the world. Satmar Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, I guess it was either in the early 1950s, maybe before, and he visited the Chazayin Ish. So he asked the Chazayin Ish, he says, the Rambam says that if a person sees that society is not the way it should be, it says, Yelech Limin Barriyos, he should live in caves and so on. He says, so what are we supposed to do today? So the Chazayin Ish said, the Eitz of today is to build yeshivas. That is the Eitz of today. Those are the isolated places, and that's like the stipulus, and that's the tevas nayach, to be able to maintain the kedusha. The yeshivas, the bat knesias, the bat midrashas, those are the places that save us from the ruach hatumah that's out in the world today. The pasuk says, "Shoyfech dam ha'odom ba'odom," one who spills the blood of man in man, domo yishofech. Kibitzelam elokim also es ha'odom. Because Hashem made man bitzelam in the image of Hashem. So the Mefarshim is Kakasha, we've spoken about this in the past. What is Shoyfech dam ha'odom ba'odom? That word ba'odom is extra. It could have just said Shoyfech dam ha'odom, domo yishofech. What's Shoyfech dam ha'odom ba'odom? So the Tiferes Yainison Eifshitz says, Amari de Kipshat. He says, you know, the Indians believe that you're not allowed to kill a cow. A cow is sacred by them. You know, them, a cow is like mamish.
The worst is if you kill a cow.
Yeah, the worst crime you can do is if you kill a cow. Why? Because one of their philosophers once he held, yes, they believe that people become gilgulim and they go into cows. So Mimele, if you kill a cow, you're actually killing a person. So Melia Chaibal's murder. That was a belief that they had over there. And also they timed it, right, that if it's mutter to kill a cow, then it's mutter to kill a person. Because if you're killing a cow, you're really killing a person. So if it's mutter to kill a person, this is what they timed it. So Dr. Yoni Sinaiv says that the pasuk over here is being meramez to the shtus of what they're saying. It could be we believe in Gilgul. Over shayfer dam ha'odam bo'odam. It's only when you spill the blood of an Adam when the neshama is in an Adam. But if the neshama is in a behema, then there is no chiyav misa. And that you taine, so then if you're allowed to kill an Adam that's in a cow, you should be allowed to kill an Adam that's in an Adam name. That's different. He said, if it's in a cow, it's a gilgul in a cow. Over an Adam itself is Bitzelem Alekim. So then Taka, the person's Chayav Misa. That's the way of Yain Sinaiv, it's Taichis. Shayfer Dam Ha'odam is only Bo'odam. If the Neshama is in a person, if it's in a Behemah, not. Are you going to tie this? Or let it be Mutter to kill an Adam? Nein, keep Bitzelem Alekim. When the Neshama is Bitnusa Adam, he's Bitzelem Alekim. So Maisa Shahoyah with the Minchas Alozer. Pacha de Kemaisa. Minchas Alozer, one day after Shachris, he gave tikkun, he gave schnapps with cake or whatever. So Chassidim, everybody knew he doesn't have yard site. Now there's no yard sites about, you know. So well, why is he giving tikkun? So afterwards they asked him, like, my high, whose yard site is it today that he's giving schnapps with the place was? So he told him a nice. He said, last night he had a chol. He had a cholim that Rav Hainich the Shoichit brought him an animal with a shayla on it. Shepaskin, the shayla on the animal. And the animal was crying to the Minchas Alozer. It was crying, please be machshami. He says, I'm a gilgul, and if you're machshami and people make a bracha on me, that'll be a tikkun for my neshama. Please be machshami. And Minchas Alozer dreamt. He was trying to find a heter and trying and trying and trying, and he couldn't find the heter. The animal's betting is a chayz. So he goes, he couldn't find the heter, and then he woke up. And shortly after he woke up, there's a knock at the door. If the Shaykh comes with a shayla on an animal, you can imagine the pacha. He tried finding a heter and he couldn't find the heter. So the side of the was, he made up to give tikkun, that people should make brachas to be mesakim, and how's that? But it's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's not stam. It's a real thing. Vayarchom avikinon eservas oviv. When Noyach got shikr and he uncovered himself, so Chom, the father of Canaan, saw the uncovering of his father. Vayaged l'shnei echov b'chutz. So there's a medrash pliya that says, because of Vayar Vayaged, because he saw, Chom saw, and he told, an Eved goes out free, an Eved Kanani goes out free, B'shem Va'ayim. If you knock out his tooth, he goes out free, and if you knock out his eye, he goes out free. So the Vilna Goyen says, what's the connection? So he says, Zehu, what was the Goyrim of Kanan to become an Eved? Because his father's speech was misused. He spoke when he wasn't supposed to speak, and he looked where he wasn't supposed to look. And that's why his son became an Eved, Eved L'Avodim Yiyah. But if you knock out his tooth, it's a ticking for the mouth. And if you knock out his eye, it's a ticking for the eye. Memelo, that's Mevatel Yavdus. So he's up the grub. But how do you understand that? Why is it that because he looked and because he spoke, why is it that that made him become an Eved? So Avnei Nezer explains that you could only be Meshabit someone. You could only rule over someone if that person's a Gashmi, is the Kibriya. Like an animal. An animal you could rule over. But on Ruach, on spirit, on a spiritual being, it's impossible to rule. It's not shy to have a Gashmi, is the ownership on a spiritual being. See, if the two Evorim that are the most spiritual within a person, besides the brain, is the eye, it's the Ria, is a Ruchni, is the Kekayach, and Dibur is a Ruchni, is the Kekayach. So, Kozman, a person uses that the way it was meant to be, to see the right things, to see somebody else's pain, and to see Dvarim Shebikdusha, and to speak Dvarim Shebikdusha, so then he's a Ruchni, is the Kebiyin, and then you cannot be Meshavim. But the minute he shows that he's using those things for Chumrius, he becomes a totally Chumri is the Kibriya, a totally Gashmi is the Kibriya, and Mamele he's right for Avdus. So the knocking out of the eye and the tooth, that's sort of like a ticking for him. But otherwise, these are the most Ruchni is the parts of a person, and he uses it for the wrong things, he becomes a Gashmi is the Kibriya, and Mamele Shaykh to rule over him. With this, he can understand Peladik Rashi. Rashi and Shemai says, the Moshe Rabbeinu, it says by the Maisa Dosan of Aviram, it says, Halorgeni Atoim, Mekoisha Harakti Esamitri, Ochein Noida Hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, I was wondering all along, we're worse than everybody else, that we have to become Avodim. Right? But now I see this Dilturim that speak amongst them. That's the reason why we should become Avodim. So Lefidus is very well understood. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a Ruchni is the Kibriya. And Mimela, if they're a Ruchni is the Kibriya, the Goyim cannot be Meshavah them. But the minute they use their mouth for the wrong thing, and that is the greatest Koyim, Ruchni is the Kipara within them, then they sink to being Avonim. It's interesting, in the Gemara of Masechta is Gittin by the Mice of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So it says over there that when Kamsa went to tattle against the Yidden, he wrought a behemoth, and he made a slit either in the eyelid or in the lip. Something that by the Goyim is not considered a mum, but by Yidden is considered a mum. So Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, by the Goyim, you can look at whatever you want, you can say whatever you want. Or by a Yid, we know that these are Dvarim Shebikdusha. What's not considered a mum by Goyim, by Yid doesn't yet considered a mum. That's what he says. But again, that Gemara over there, which fits in very nicely with what we said over here. Al Kenye Omer, Kinimroid Gibor Tzayid L'tnei Hashem. Therefore, it is said amongst people, like Nimrod, who was a hunter in front of Hashem. So Rashi says, Al Ko Odom Marashia Ba'azus Ponim. Any person that's Marashia, that's wicked, with chutzpah, he knew the Bai Rei Olam and he had kavana to rebel against him. Yomer zehu kinimrei gibor tzayid. Such a type of a person that realizes there's a Bayra Yoylem and rebels against him, they say about him, Kinimroi Gibor Tzayim. So Satmar Rebbe asks a question, the Reyoyl. It's not the derech of the Torah to teach us how to speak. This is a kind of a person that you call Kinimroi Kigibor Tzayim. About him is said, Kinimroi Kigibor Tzayim. Why is the Torah teaching us this? It's necessary to teach us how to refer to people. It's not the derech of the Torah to say such a thing. So he says, Ahafla de Gibshat. He says, what's Pshat Kigibor Tzayim Lifnei Hashem? He was a Gibor Tzayim in front of Hashem. So the Ibn Ezra says that he built Mizbechos and he was Makrav Karbonis. Lifnei Hashem, he built Mizbechos and he was Makrav Karbonis. So the Ramban asks on the Ibn Ezra, how can you say such a thing? Right? You're making a tzaddik out of a Russian. The Chachamim knew very well that he was a Russian Marushan. The Chachamim spoke about his riches. So how could the Ibn Ezra say, Lefnei Hashem, he was a tzaddik that brought Karbanis? So up to Satmar Rebbe, it's not a stira to Chazal. Pavos, he talked about Karbanis, and he made himself look like a tzaddik, and imamish, he had a board with longer pace with all things. He said, Abikursis in a subtle way. Subtle way, he made himself look like a big tzaddik, right? And in the middle, he said over like a little bit of a schmooze or whatever. And there was words of Abikursis over there, which people didn't even realize. Look at Chila. He was tzad as abriyos at the same time that he was Lefnei Hashem. He was Lefnei Hashem and he brought Karbanos. Of Teich HaDvarim, he spoke Divrei Apikursis to get people to rebel against Hashem. Okay, that's why the Torah tells us, whenever you see such a person that makes himself look like a tzaddi, that's Kenimra Gibbetai. Why did the Torah tell us this? Because in every single generation, you have people that make themselves look like tzaddikim. So not that the Torah is just telling us over here what to call them. You have to be aware that such a metzias exists. Not every person that looks like a big tzaddik is really a tzaddik. There's plenty of people that behind, you know, a facade, behind the covering, that they look like big tzaddikim, and be'etzem they're trying to be marashiach. Al-Kain, that's why the Torah tells us over here, Al-Kain, ye'omer kinimre giber tzayil of Hashem. So it's a shmein, it doesn't make sense. There is such a metzias, and it repeats itself in every generation. Those Zok, the Haile Yisatmer Reb, I'm sure that he was talking about, you know, Zionism and, you know, the people with Zionism was like the Ula, Yeshiva Teretz Yisrael, and that, you know. What could be wrong with that? And Teich HaDvarim, you know, there's, I'm sure that was really a kavana that he had in that. Okay, Aguten Shabbos, everybody.
We grew up with some expression, Zionist Tzaddik and Pelt.
Yeah.